Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Howdy! Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast, Branch. We are here at Meltdown right now, recording the intro for this hostful Nerdist Podcast with Katie Levine. Anything you want to promote?
I have a podcast.
Well, let's fucking talk about it! Jesus Christ!
It's called Save It for Air. I can't direct people to our website though because it just got bought out from under us, so it's not there anymore. But yeah,
what? Should have registered with Hubbard.com. Whoa, that's a sponsor today. Totally unplanned. Totally serendipitously unplanned.
Yeah, that my podcast website. It was saveitforair.com, and now it's some Japanese website.
So they just, did someone not renew? We'll get to the sponsor in a minute.
Really know what happened. We just like went to it, and all of a sudden like it wasn't there. And so I emailed the people we bought it with, and I haven't heard back from them yet.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to figure it out.
Well,
but the podcast is called Save
Brush
It
Up
for
on
Air.
Your kanji, and then write them in Japanese.
Yeah.
So it's called Save It for Air.
Yeah.
What, and where, is it on iTunes?
Yeah.
So tell people that it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. Save it.
There you go. You got to learn to promo that shit, Katie. That's how people know. What's your podcast about?
It's me and my friend Logan, and we have a different subject each episode.
Logan. Mm-hmm. Do you ask him if his claws hurt when they come out? And he says, every time.
No, but now I will.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully Logan doesn't listen to this, so he does. He's not expecting it. But had you registered with Hubbard.com, I swear to God, not planned. You probably would have had much better management tools because Hover is domain management that is simple. And by the way, if you had lost this domain, Katie, you could have called Hover Monday through Friday, 9 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and gotten a live person where they would not put you on hold.
That would have been much more helpful.
And you could have been like, what the shit is going on with our domain? And they would have told you. That maybe you didn't renew it or something.
Yeah.
But you can get premium domains at Hover too, which is these are URLs that you might want to pay a little bit more for. So like, you know, if you wanted serial.com, that's a premium domain because that would be a much sought after domain and not just a word you made up. They will help you secure those as well. So go on Hover today, see what premium domains are available, and you might get something really awesome that you wanted. Cola.com or dickpunch.com. That's probably not a premium domain. I wouldn't put dickpunch in the premium domain pile.
No.
Don't register Dick Punch. Damn it. I'm going to lose Dick Punch now. Unless I go to Hover. If you go to nerdist.hover.com today and you need a standard non-premium domain, you can use the offer code Nerdist to get 10% off of the domain that you want to get. That's nerdist.hover.com. Use promo code Nerdist. This episode, Hostful Goodness. We managed to come in the middle of Comic-Con and bang out a Hostful podcast. So come out and see us at Comic-Con. We're going to be performing Friday night at the Balboa Theater. And we'll have a Nerdist channel panel at the Indigo Ballroom on Saturday at noon on July 14th. The Indigo Ballroom is in the Hilton Bayfront, just across from the Convention Center in San Diego. So that's it. Hostful Goodness on the Nerdist Podcast, number 229. 220, no, the Germans might say.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
The
should I turn the air thing off? Are you hearing that?
No, this is great. Are you kidding me? It's right in my face.
All
right.
Good.
Which is also something I say during sex.
What?
I don't know if
what?
It works.
No, how does it not work?
Yeah, this is in my face.
Actually,
in my
face. What? You know what? I'm not going to say anything. You explain how it works.
When jizz is coming at my face.
What? Why would jizz come at your face?
I have a very explosive load. I didn't say it was anyone else's.
Explicit tag in the first 2 minutes.
Explosive load. Let's call it that.
Oh, I'm tempted to call it explosive load.
Yeah.
Explosive load in my face. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll work on it. We'll get something else. Don't worry.
Let's not force it.
It's early yet.
You're really into the finding
love
out the
it.
Name. I think the entire time we do Postfuls, you're just trying to like force the conversation.
You came, I've ever gotten one.
You came into this show like an explosive load.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Thanks, 5 Hour Energy.
Oh, is that what you're
and a Diet Coke.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You don't care about your heart.
For an American. No. If I cared about my heart, the last 30 years would have been a huge problem.
Yeah, because you'd start living before you even started living.
Yeah, fair enough.
30 years.
29. I'm rounding up.
Rounding up.
The sign of a true optimist.
Yeah. Almost dead.
Almost dead. Well, from here, it's 60. Yeah.
Counting the
dead.
11 months in the womb.
Hey, how was your... vacation to
my
beautiful
staycation.
Los Angeles, California.
That's great. Are you kidding me?
Did you this guy
Santa
like,
Monica.
He, yeah. So did you
Santa
fly
Monica.
From Burbank to
to
LAX?
The Santa Monica Airport.
No,
yeah.
I took a small biplane from Burbank to Santa
Matt,
Monica.
Matt
Airport.
Went to yeah. Matt went to Santa Monica and just
yeah.
got a hotel room
I just
and hung
out there. That's what I did.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Just when you want to get out of the middle of the city.
I had to.
The middle of the city.
It is.
Yeah. It's the ocean.
It is the middle of the city on the coast.
Yeah. I mean, what's funny is that, you know, like you'll go to, you might go to a place like Santa Barbara and go, wow, this is really great. The beach is here. And then you're like, oh, we got a beach too.
It is a nicer beach in Santa Barbara, though.
It's a little bit nicer of a beach.
The
yeah.
Santa Monica Bay is pretty gross.
It's not the nicest.
No.
It's not the nicest beach
yeah.
area.
I had a good time. I haven't spent a lot of time at the ocean while I've lived here. So I was like, well, let me do that.
Did you go to the beach a lot when you were in Mass?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well,
that's nice water out there, right?
The Atlantic, yeah. You get like, there's parts of Cape Cod, like Falmouth, that will get like this warm current comes in. So the water's always like 70 something.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You have a very Falmouth.
I do have a very Falmouth.
Maybe we'll call it Falmouth.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But you didn't really, that wasn't really your joke, so. It's
No, it's not. I don't, listen, I never expect to get the name of the show. It's usually something Jonas says.
I'll tell you what I really.
I speak in sound bites, friend.
I want to name it after.
It's the soundboard.
There are some folks who regularly post on the Nerdist website in the threads
yeah.
of
Dr. Quimento.
Dr. Quimento?
I think he was at Course of the Force.
What?
And he didn't reveal himself, and then like he tweeted at me.
He's like a true Sith Lord.
He is. Dr. Quimento and Matt Grandis and Patty Marvel and Jetpack.
Oh, Grandis, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Grandis is the guy that made the Chin and Tonic thing. That he needs to finish.
Yeah, come on, Grandis. Seriously.
All right, well, here's what Grandis did the other day, which was really funny. There was a joke thread about how they were complaining that Katie wasn't in the intro. Because Katie's been in some of the intros lately, just because I've been recording them here at Meltdown. And so they were sort of joke complaining about that. And then Matt started this thing called the Complaint Unit for Nerdist Trollery, or CUNT. And then they started a Twitter account called @CUNTOffice, so that anyone from now on who complains,
that's
we're gonna,
really
we're
CC
them,
at CUNT.
And so all the different people who regularly post on the site were like, okay, well, I'll be Lieutenant CUNT.
Oh,
so much fun.
Well, that's nice.
So I guess I could technically call this episode Complaint Unit for Nerdist Trollery.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a long title.
Long titles. Big fan of long titles.
Then you must love Fiona Apple.
Yeah. I don't know. I like
when the pond breaks before the dawn goes behind the moon, and then the clouds recede into the ocean water.
Like
time.
One of my favorite bands, Il Jafore. Like all their song titles are really, really long.
Wow.
Yeah, you like parentheticals in song titles?
Yeah,
too?
I do. Yeah. I do. It's almost like the original hashtag post joke.
It's true.
Yeah.
Parentheticals are the original hashtags.
Yeah. I have a couple. I have two parentheticals on my album for
nice.
Track titles.
That's true.
Yeah.
Really likes it, you guys.
Thanks for coming. Course of the Force started. Well, by the time this goes up, it will be ending.
Yes.
But Course of the Force, actually,
logistically, how is this working?
It turned out well. and it's surprisingly
surprise,
well, it's
Hardwick.
A huge,
but it's something
huge
he does turns out well.
It is such a huge event. You
all
have
the
no
moving,
idea.
All the moving parts of that was like,
oh no, listen,
like it was crazy.
A fucking carnival on the pier.
The infrastructure alone was fascinating.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, like the sail barge that we had built to be the pace vehicle, and yeah. then. You know, dealing with all the municipalities along the way, yeah. so that we could run an official event.
Cops and security.
Security, cops the whole way. Two giant tour buses that say yeah. "Course of the Forest" and "Nerdist" on
yeah.
them,
yeah. and just passenger buses for people that like dropping off people to get ready to run, and people
it's
and picking
nuts.
Up on the tail end.
And so then the crews staying all the way along the
way. Is this like an 18 hours a day thing and shut down at night, or do they go?
It's shut down at night. Okay. No, it's shut down at night.
Yeah.
And there was a gap missing along like down Southernmore, right? Isn't there like a gap where there's like no real like neighborhoods to go
gaps.
Through?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a couple gaps I think near Dana Point where it got kind of tough. But for the most part it's all and well Camp Pendleton too.
Yes, can't do that.
You can't just run through Camp Pendleton.
Or what about the nuclear titties?
The nuclear titties, Naked Gun, nuclear titties,
as referenced by the Descendants
and the Naked Gun.
Yep.
Nuclear titties. I really want to call this nuclear titties.
Damn it, Jonah!
Oh, now I can call it damn it, Jonah.
See, then that's a win for both of us.
Nuclear titties. Can I write nuclear titties on iTunes?
I don't know.
Would they flag that?
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Oh, for the nipples, the asterisks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, course of the Force is just an overwhelmingly huge. If it were just a day run, it would be a huge event. But for five straight days, and you know we have camera crews out in the field, and Allison Haislip and Alex Albrecht are out there, and then I'm doing wraparounds with Ashley Eckstein from Her Universe, and so it's a big undertaking. It actually surprises me that a year ago it was just like, here's an idea that we had. And now it is a thing with logos on buses.
Yeah, I was on the bus with Peter's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Peter Levin's mom ran.
I saw Peter
ran a little bit. My run didn't go as planned.
Your inflatable tom-tom.
Elaborate on this.
It's like because we were shooting at me doing the run for the Nerdist TV show, and so we thought it'd be funny if I was in a one of those blow up tauntaun.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the tauntaun. It looked cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a neat outfit. Not meant for a guy my size or to be running.
Your legs. It's the one I wore in Epic Mealtime. Your legs go into the. Your legs are the tauntauns.
Yeah,
legs.
And there was another girl on our bus.
You're 34 inch
Gen Z. And she fit into it fine, and like hers was like blown up really like
you mean
awesomely,
getting really popular.
Yes, yeah, it was she's blown up in the, but like I was like, why is your fan working better than mine? And then she said like her husband tweaked the
Jerry
fan to like make it like more powerful.
Oh yeah, the way those work is that
to make it more powerful.
The way those work is that you have to seal off all of the. Like, you have to tighten everything around your ankles and around your waist so that air doesn't get out, and then there's a little motorized fan inside that keeps
fat.
It inflated.
That'll work, right?
Well, then you don't need air at all. Yeah.
Yeah, then you just need a tauntaun head.
Get me a tauntaun head.
And so I was in that, and I started running, and immediately, like, the battery pack fell through the leg. And then I was like just trailing it behind. I was like, okay, whatever, I can't stop. You can't stop. There's, like we just said, 10 fucking things going on, and angry passengers. And we were right next to LAX. The worst place to go. The worst place. There's so many angry people just trying to get to the airport.
And fucking like, lightsabers and ruining
like,
my airport.
And like I'm running, and like the battery pack comes off, and then it breaks off, and then like I go, and it like falls into like the traffic, and I go in, and a cop yells at me, going, "We got it. Don't worry about it." I was like, "I don't want to litter."
That's how they get you.
Yeah. And then so like I pick it up, and then like it's like someone on the barge was like, "Just toss me that, so you don't have to carry it." So I toss it over, and then like. Then because it was not inflating anymore, just like started getting in the way. So it started just ripping. I had to rip it apart. But because it's cinched around the legs, I couldn't get it over my shoes. And so like I'm like just it's around my ankles, like just trailing behind, and I'm tripping, and it's like it's nylon, so I'm slipping on the pavement.
Jesus Christ.
And like I'm just trying to tear it off, and then like I have to take off a shoe, and then like I can't stop to put my shoe back on, so I'm just running with one shoe.
It was a tauntastrophe.
When you cut it open, did you think that it smelled better?
I want to tell you about how many times
someone said that.
The first time it wasn't funny was.
And the last time.
There
was
a, like,
now.
Allison, when it started breaking apart, Allison Hayslip said, I thought they smelled bad on the outside, and then this is something that I feel bad about saying. Well, so I was like, "You smell bad on the inside."
Oh, damn!
Yeah,
you were nice burn.
It was in the middle of like, and sure. It was like, if, like, and the thing doesn't. It's very hot.
Of course, it's nylon.
Yeah, it's nylon, and I'm wearing my normal.
There's
clothes.
A reason we don't make clothes out of
beaming,
nylon.
Beaming sunlight yesterday, very hot.
Yeah, I got a little sun. You see, get a little mark there in the glasses.
And you're not even really. The worst people to go out in the sun are just pure white people.
Yeah.
You've got some people. Portuguese.
Yeah.
In you,
like,
so.
It's like I tan over pretty fast.
But the white people, I saw a lot of lobster burns. Action.
Yeah.
Because,
like, knowing, you know, when it's overcast, especially
Tricks
like.
Ya.
Like in Santa Monica, where it's just like it's cold and it's overcast and you're not thinking that UV rays are just like pounding
just,
in
the
your
beams
face.
Just hit you anyway. Yeah. Oh, I'm fine, you guys. I don't need any sun. Nah, there's no sun. I don't need sunblock.
Yeah,
I can't move.
Yeah,
I can't move.
But yeah, then I finished, and then I got down, and I was like, sat on the curb to put my shoe on, and then like I realized I had to get back on the trail bus, like that tail end bus, and then like so the cops yelled at me again. Wow. There was this one huge dude on a bicycle, security guy, going, "Good pace, bro. Good pace."
And I know the guy.
Facetiously?
Yeah, yeah.
With
the big guy with the beard. Yeah. Yeah,
he was great.
Was he being facetious?
No, he said it to everybody. Right. He was very supportive. Good.
There was the day one ended with this adorable
a murder
kid named Elijah, who was couldn't have been more than like 4 or 5 years old. And the whole time he was running, he was trash talking everyone. It was amazing.
Oh, it was awesome.
I'm faster than you. I'm the king of fast. He kept saying he was the king of fast.
That's
and then
awesome.
Like outrunning the pace, the sail barge, the pace vehicle. And then and he was dressed like R2-D2. Oh, so adorable.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Damn, it was adorable.
And did you do the first leg?
I did the very first leg where I thought, okay, so there are going to be 7 kids who are going to run with me. And I should probably not... I'm a runner. I run. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll probably just take it easy so I don't seem like a dick with all these kids. So we get down the stairs and get onto the boardwalk, and a pair of sunglasses fell out of my Boba Fett hoodie. And I bent down to pick them up, and those kids were gone.
Oh, jeez.
Like, 50 feet ahead of me. And they're like, oh, shit, I got to try now. Like, I didn't catch them.
That's what I say every morning.
Yeah.
I got to try. Hello, world. I'm going to try today.
Guess I'll get out of bed.
Yeah, so it was really fun. And then I handed it off to Zach Levi. But there were a lot of great cosplay. The Marty McFly kid was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was such a great...
It's the easiest costume.
No, he even had the button that Marty had on his jean jacket. Like he had, he had it down.
What did that button say?
Oh, I can't remember.
No,
save the clock tower.
Save the clock tower.
Thing is, it's like it's a great outfit, but at the same time, it's just like, hey, it's like people are dressing up as Star Wars. It's not just freeform cosplay.
I told people to freeform cosplay.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
Because we didn't want them to feel that they had to, if they had another cosplay that they wanted to do, that they had to be Star Wars.
I put on a Star Trek shirt and people got very upset. Because like we'd like start the package by going like, the course of the Force, celebrating all things Star Trek. And so I go, Star Wars. I go, oh no. Oh.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Well, on that tip, Chloe gave me the other day, just rifling through some of her dad's old stuff. Special effects wizard John Dykstra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is an original 1976 crew t-shirt from Star Wars.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
What size
it looks
it?
Cool. It looks weird.
It was designed, the logo, it was designed by Ralph McQuarrie, and I think it was kind of before they had a sense of exactly what the movie was.
Yeah.
Or what was going to, you know. So,
or the look of the posters.
So it was just
anything.
A guy, it was just a, like a young Padawan guy with, holding a lightsaber.
Yeah. It looked more like a heavy metal.
It looks
cover.
Like a heavy metal cover.
Sure.
Yeah. So I got that, and then and she goes, you know, if it doesn't fit, you could just have it taken in. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm never gonna wear this again. I'm gonna frame it and put it behind
it looks
bulletproof
really,
glass.
It looks really neat.
Never been worn.
Bulletproof glass. No one's gonna shoot it, Chris.
They're gonna shoot it to get it down.
You know, Ryan
Dunn.
Ryan McManaman.
Oh.
McManaman.
Yeah, bring up the dead guy.
Why not?
Yeah, that'll be the title, Matt.
Running up the dead guy.
Keep it up.
Keeping Up's pretty good too, John.
Damn it.
Ryan McManaman, he runs AST Records.
Yep.
With Sasquatch. But he was like going through some old boxes at his old office when he was at MGM or Paramount or something like that. Mm. And he opened up a box full of promo shirts that from 80s movies. And like he has an original UHF like ringer tee with like just, and it looks so fucking cool.
Awesome.
And so there's like a bunch of stuff in there. Movies like he couldn't even remember. He had to look up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I also got an original Star Trek The Motion Picture crew shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Which is pretty rad. It's got the...
Oh, yeah. ILM did that.
It's really great. Really, really great. No, I don't know if they did, actually.
Didn't they?
Well, her dad did it.
All right.
So I don't know if it...
It looked
good. Is your dad still around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did X-Men First Class.
Oh, cool.
He did the Spider-Man. He did all the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, it's funny when
Spider-Mans.
You... The Spider-Man. Because, you know, like we know, like we end up knowing like a lot of like kids of people that have been just working for a long time. Like Deanna's friends with this girl, Jenny Goldberg, her artist name is Kunch. But she's great. She's a really, really great artist. But like her parents like worked on some like legendary stuff. And then like we were watching, I think Brave or something like that, like an awesome How to Train Your Dragon. And she's like, well, there's her parents. Like,
oh,
they're still,
shit.
Like, yeah, they're still big shots in the animation world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you guys, we have Comic-Con this week, which is very exciting. I am moderating a shit ton of panels, and then we're doing a live podcast. I'm moderating Legendary Comics. I'm moderating Walking Dead, Doctor Who, and the Warner Brothers Legendary panels in Hall H, and then the Disney panels.
Oh, fun. Wait, I thought Disney was taking a step back from Comic-Con because they're going to start focusing more on D23.
No. Right. No, they're yeah.
Well, they got the Marvel wing to worry about, don't they?
So, there's Marvel, and then there's... hang on a sec. Ah, crap. All right. So on my panel, I think I get... I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I don't know what's listed on the Comic-Con site.
Yeah, by the time this goes up, though.
When it's Wednesday, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you what.
They'll already be in line. So.
I get Tim Burton and Sam Raimi
on
the Disney panel.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And then Rich Moore for Wreck-It Ralph.
Bank yourself on a lot of podcasts if you just hit record on those.
Did you play the Wreck-It Ralph game online?
No!
Yeah, they have it online, Flash game.
Fucking, I am so excited about that movie.
Yeah, it looks fun. I love that John C. Reilly is the voice of that guy. It looks great.
I want John C. Reilly to be the voice of everyone.
He just has the most unique cadence.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights has been on a lot on Stars or something, and I just keep watching it.
Yeah.
Just get sucked into it every time.
Every time.
Pun intended.
He's great.
Bridesmaids has been on a lot lately, and it's one of those movies that when it's on, I turn it on and just watch the entire thing.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. That's a big one for me.
Dishes are done, man.
Dishes are done.
Keith Coogan.
Yep.
I'm going to con someone, you guys.
Here's the con.
Check out the Ponzi scheme that's going to keep Nerdist afloat.
Oh, it's a long con.
If you look at the Nerdist logo, it's shaped like a triangle.
Right?
It is a pyramid.
oh, dear.
But I had a 10th Doctor suit made. And the tie.
Oh, wow.
Did you
get the coat?
I don't have the coat. It's going to be fucking 1,000 degrees.
You have a similar suit, though, don't you?
I got the brown one with the blue pinstripes.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I had the tie made and the silkscreen, the pattern onto the tie.
You got your chucks ready?
Got the chucks ready. Off-white, not white.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And, natural white.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
And so very excited about that.
I saw Tommy Hilfiger the other day at Target.
Just Tommy Hilfiger himself?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not kidding. And I was like, I wasn't sure if it was him. And then I was looking, he had the off-white Converse. And then I knew it was him when I went down to the elevator and his driver was waiting and took all of his bags. And then he went back
and put them into a solid gold levitation limousine. Oh.
Yeah.
Solid gold.
No.
That one didn't feel like it, Jonah.
Here's how I'm way out of the loop, you guys. I just watched the
Tommy Hilfiger makes clothes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Clothing.
This is a podcast.
Clothing.
Podcast. Starman.
Perdkurst.
It's teaching Starman about podcasts for the first time. Yeah. I would like to learn about podcasts.
Oh, Starman.
What do you need? These balls. When he is born,
He will know what to do with them.
What are you not up to date on?
The Fine Brothers put up a video asking teenagers, teens react to One Direction. I'd never heard of the band One Direction before.
I've heard of them.
They're a British boy band. Yeah. I'm like, One Direction? And then for some reason, and then the day after that, they came. It's just the weird way the media collective consciousness works. So, and then they were in the sidebar of Twitter like, hey, here's a recommended follow for One Direction. I'm like, I wonder how many people know about One Direction. They have like almost 5 million followers on Twitter. I've never fucking heard of this band in my life.
They're huge.
I'm out of
it. They're not for you.
I'm out of the loop.
What, like they're not?
You don't tell me what's for me.
Dude, Chris, you don't have to like all youth culture.
No, well, I think
One Direction. I don't like a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it's irritating.
One Direction's for Chris. That's for you.
I don't know. I feel like, actually, of the three of us, Matt, I'm going to say One Direction's probably more your style of music.
Really?
Yeah.
Shitty.
No, I'm not saying shitty.
You just said shitty.
No.
You're both attacking.
No. I think it's you know, it's probably like, you know, a lot of harmony and poppy.
I love harmony and poppy.
You do?
I don't.
What?
I do like a good harmony.
Yeah, right? Well, I guess I like harmonies too.
I like a hook.
Hooks and harmonies.
Hooks and harmonies.
Could be called hooks and harmonies.
No. You're forcing it now, Chris.
Damn it. You're forcing it now, Chris.
He wants his creole. Gonna take a lot, see what a Comic-Con year.
But when he finally came back,
everybody.
Oh, we started going into Weird Al.
Yep,
people
sure did.
Really mad now because they forgot this song.
Headline news.
Once there was this kid who took a trip to Singapore and brought along a spray paint. And when he finally came back, there was...
Kmart's
all over his bottom.
Yep.
He said it was from when the warden smacked it so hard.
Hand farts. Mike Furman is the best hand farter I've ever met in my entire life.
He is really good.
He actually can fart notes with his hands.
That's part of the multi-talent.
It is.
Mike Furman.
He's got gummy hands that just like...
What does that mean?
I mean, his hands are all gummy, so they can create little hand queefs.
Hand queefs.
Hand queefs!
Oh, maybe.
I think we've had something similar before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I still really like nuclear titties. Well, I mean, just as a thing.
Mean, yeah. Just as a thing.
Nuclear-powered titties.
You know.
Forget it.
I'm going to be doing the zombie course at Petco Park.
Sweet.
Yeah. Petco.
The Walking Dead escape.
Yeah. Should be fun. I kind of want to shave my head right before it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Really?
Because you would probably need to. Like in the post-apocalyptic world, you would probably want to shave your head.
Dude.
It's one more thing to get caught or grabbed.
Will you please just take video of it if you shave your head?
Well, no. It would be for the package for the show. And I'm thinking about just bringing along a thing and then just...
Buzzing it
right before.
By
I do
the time
it.
You like, you'll get like, you'll get the second row in, and then zombie gets your neck.
I could do it right before the thing starts.
You don't get to plan when the zombie apocalypse happens, Jody. You have to be ready all the time.
Shit goes down
right before the apocalypse.
Right before the apocalypse.
Guys, can you hang for the apocalypse just for a sec? I just got to shave my head because it'll look cool.
It's really
but
not
I think
the
it'd be
apocalypse.
I think it'd be kind of fun for that.
That would be fun.
Package. Just go. Hold on. Just take it off. Look
and
like
then
a fucking bruiser.
3 months of
please
hair
do
growing your hair
please
back.
Please do shot for shot of G.I. Jane. I just want to see it.
Yeah.
And then striptease.
Yeah, please. Also that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I will be Burt Reynolds.
I'll also do it like one of my favorite things of all time is a state at the end of a state episode during the credits. They reenacted the bloopers from...
I remember that.
Yeah, from...
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run.
Yeah. That is great.
And it was Ben as Dom DeLuise, and it was... Who played Burt Reynolds?
It was probably Ken Marino.
Yeah, it was probably Ken Marino.
Or it could have been Tom.
Yeah.
Sure, the cunt department will get
Cannonball Run bloopers.
That is one of my favorite things. My other favorite thing is having an orgasm underwater.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever done that?
Fully submerged?
Sure. Have I? No. Just sounds like it'd be great.
Just
a lot more pressure.
Yeah, but then you're...
Pressure. Oh,
then there's a cum cloud like right there that you have to get away from.
It's no cloud.
What? And then you accidentally fertilize some fish and create some weird sort of...
Oh, so we're doing this in the ocean or
marine
freshwater
hominid.
Ponds now?
Yeah.
I was thinking just in a bathtub.
Oh no, I was
a lonely
always,
old
no, you
bathtub.
Can't stay underwater in a bathtub.
I was always in the ocean with
oh, you
this.
Mean like completely
yeah,
submerged?
Yeah. Head under yeah. everything. Okay. Maybe a snorkel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I guess you'd have to.
Well.
You'd have to get really close and then dive.
Yeah.
But then that might throw you
your
off.
Boner, yeah.
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 A lot to
or
think
you could
about.
Just like kind of head bobbing up, do it.
Who doesn't want to come with the bends?
yes. I support that title.
Yeah. I mean the Radiohead album. What'd you find
yeah,
out?
I was going to say, I've never done that to the Radiohead.
What did you
want
to know?
The State, who's the other guy in it besides Ben Garant?
Who was in the State blooper.
Like maybe on YouTube or something? Or video?
Just put the State Cannonball Run bloopers into YOUTUBE .org, is it?
.com/ okay. Nerdist. Hit subscribe.
Oh, well done. You're hired. I don't know if I'm going to have time to run the
You're
Walking Dead.
You're probably not going
to
have
from
time
from the
to
comedy
do that.
Show straight like over
is
there.
Is that part of your run?
Oh, I think yeah, we should yeah. have
we
people
should have
chase
a zombie
you
chase you off the stage.
It's like a 45-minute run. It's
Jesus
like a whole
H Christ.
It's like a ton
unless
of stuff.
You die early, right?
No, then you become a zombie though, and then I think you attack
then
other
you have
people.
To? Well, I would opt out.
Yeah.
Sorry guys.
If you know what I mean, I opt out. Yeah, yeah. If you know what I mean, listeners.
Finger gun.
Man,
I think we've had something similar.
Yeah. I think you're right.
God,
that's cute.
What is?
A little sign someone made for us.
Oh yeah, it's a nice little tattoo.
Yeah. It's really looking like a real Kevin Smith studio in here.
John Barrowman going to be our guest on the
is that announced.
Yes.
Ooh.
On the podcast Friday night at the Balboa Theater.
Yeah.
He's doing a
tickets may still be available because it's a big theater.
Yeah, Celebrity Antiques Road Trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, very excited.
Is it going to be a British version or an American version?
Listen, it's the British version.
Okay.
God.
What?
There's no American version.
There was
Antiques
Road
Show.
Oh.
Not Trip.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's my inner monologue.
Antiques Road Trip.
You can see the faces Jonah would make. It's funnier.
I want to see the faces.
My sassy black grandma.
Katie, what did you find out over there? What is happening?
I can't find it.
Don't you have the internet?
Yeah, it just doesn't say who was in it.
Should I just text Tom?
Find the video though, because if you see the video,
you can just text Tom Lennon.
Click on it.
No, those are the actual cannonball.
Well, I mean, there's no problem watching those.
If I had the time, I would take these rosary bleeds and stuff them up your nose. These bleeds? You're going to take these motherfucking bleeds and stuff them up your nose. Are you texting Tom? And Jonah's over on the internet. Oh, I've...
But what are you doing? You got
to
do something.
I've just got the podcast all to myself now.
That's okay.
Nothing?
Can't figure it out.
I'm texting Tom.
Might be...
Oh, that was...
It's going to be awkward if it's Tom.
It was going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward if it was Tom. Was there... No, it wasn't. Tom wasn't in there? Why was Tom in there? Yeah. Where was Tom? Hey, buddy, was Tom in there?
Porcupine, racetrack.
I love the sketch from the State where Carrie's doing the basically the snuggle fabric softener commercial.
Yeah!
And then the little teddy bear starts talking to her, and she freaks out and beats it to death with the iron.
It's cold open.
smash. What else?
That was two different songs from the band Nation of Ulysses mashed up into that intro.
Do you think there's any part of Gautier who's like, please, I don't want this song to be that big?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Because I want to have other hit songs.
You know that the video of the those people playing it on one guitar? Have you seen that?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible. Like they're playing the entire song all on one guitar. Like they're all doing different parts, percussion on it, the blinky blinks on the above. It's like crazy. But it has more views than the video itself, the actual video for Gautier.
That's impossible. That's got like 170 million views.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Seven people playing a guitar.
Oh, what does that feel like?
What does 170 million views feel like? We'll never know.
I know. But not unless I shoot you and put it on YouTube.
I feel like I might get taken down.
Oh, maybe.
Not on the snuff sites.
Oh.
No, but that doesn't count.
We don't really get enough.
We can't monetize that.
We can't monetize you porn.
Oh, we can't?
Oh, man.
The worst news.
What are you doing for Comic-Con, Katie?
She may or may not go. We discussed this earlier.
But, I mean, what are you going to do here? Well, like every day you get up and do stuff. Like, what is that going to be?
So was she just going to do this week? That's another way of putting it. What are you up to this week?
Every day you get up and do stuff. Yeah. What's that going to be?
How's normal persons do?
What life like with no assistant?
You tell Starman to. Starman get job. And talk with extra spit sounds in mouth.
Oh, me not like Starman.
Starman liked pussy, though, am I right? You guys, it was good Earth pussy. Good Starman. Get up on that shit. Get your space Benoit balls up in Karen Allen's biznatch.
That's good space pussy.
We can't name it that. It'll get
Jesus, stop looking. Just join in. Just join in, Matt.
No, I can't.
That's good space pussy. Crash. I like Crash Test Dummies, by the way.
You and them.
God Shuffled His Feet is a great album.
It's Christian rock.
It's not Christian rock.
God.
You want to listen to the rest of the songs, friend?
I did listen to the rest of the songs. If anything, I would say he's probably an atheist.
Jesus is great. Fuck you, Jews.
He doesn't.
What about that song? What about that song?
That
was the parenthetical.
Almost all of his songs on that album are about anxiety attacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that his mantra then?
He's a hypochondriac, and he's terrified of getting old, and that's what the themes of most of those songs are.
Aren't we?
Look up Brad Roberts Christian. I mean, I don't give a shit if he's Christian either way, but I just
don't
think that album.
Well, now you're going to skew the search. Just look up Brad Roberts.
Oh. Look up his wiki.
Look up Christ Wiki. What do you got, Katie? Was that a burp or a snore?
Burp.
Looking up the thing on the internet is fun. Looking up the stuff on the internet's fun for the podcast. Fun for the podcast.
Hey.
You are not good at the internet today, Katie.
No, he's great at the... Yeah.
Yeah, a little zombie you in the window that someone made at one of the shows.
That's right. And it's like a wood cutting, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun.
We really are getting a lot of art in here.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. I should bring some of the stuff that I don't have up at my place and put it in here.
Hey, you know what I discovered recently?
What?
The
Higgs boson?
Hey, my
yep, the Higgs boson. Figured it out. It's all done, you guys.
Good job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It was a little bit of work.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of hard to do. Kind of hard to discover the Higgs boson with, doing podcasts and stand-up on the side. But
you have your hands in so many pussies.
Right now in CERNs.
Nerdist Industries extends so far.
Yeah. Nerdist Industries, elbow deep since 2008.
Elbow deep.
No, the Flight of the Conchords song? What is wrong with the world today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's people in San Jose. which is an amazing song. It is, I believe, I heard an 80s song that I had forgotten about on the Sirius XM recently. That it's, I think that song is based on the Blow Monkeys' Dig in Your Scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why is about your scene? They're very close. In a wonderful way.
I watched the Woody Allen documentaries on Instagram.
How was it?
It's great. It's great. And they do not gloss over the old Soon Yi situation.
Wow.
Yeah, they talk about it. You think they're going to kind of just like...
Too soon, Yi.
Too soon,
oh,
Yi.
Oh, boy.
On Jimmy Pardo's writer's room.
One person who's listening to the podcast laughed at that, Matt. Even if you guys didn't.
No, I thought it was fun.
One person's going to tweet at me and say, I loved your Soon Yi joke.
Yeah.
There
was on Jimmy Pardo's Jimmy Pardo's jokes pilot for Comedy Central. They had a bit where if someone said something funny or too offensive, they would have to check in with their standards and practices guy.
Oh, that's great.
And he was an Asian guy named Too Soon, and it was Hugh Fink. With the glasses. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Too soon? Was that? Where does that go? Is that something we shouldn't have joked about? No, very funny.
No, my God.
Oh. Death of celebrities, always funny joke.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What'd you find out over there, Katie?
Brad Roberts? It sounds like he was agnostic.
I'm telling you, I think.
Aren't we all?
I think he. Oh, Jonah's breaking out the guitar. Yep.
Yep. Been tuned since the last time I used it.
Sounds good. I like that you can't.
Wait.
That's a. Have you ever seen Kyle Dunnigan do that bit?
That's also a Mr. Show sketch.
What?
That like. Wait.
Where he says, "Here's a song called." Oh no! No. He calls it "Hang On," so he starts playing a song and he goes, "Hang on, hang on."
Oh.
Hang on. Is that a Mr. Show sketch too?
Yeah. It's a this kid.
They
is,
should battle it out,
David. Getting guitar lessons from Bob, right?
Bob and Jay? Or no, SpongeBob.
Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny. And it's like he's really bad, but he's dying. So like they act like he's like the best guitar player in the world.
Oh, that's a great sketch.
Yeah, but he's like every time Dave's playing, he's just like, wait.
Kyle's joke is a little bit different. He sets up the song at the piano like it's gonna be this beautiful song. It's like here's a song of hope and love. It's called Hang On. And there's other one that I love is here's a song John Lennon. This is actually a song John Lennon was working on the day he died. What's that in your hand? Ow!
Wow. I just watched the George Harrison documentary, the Scorsese one. Did you guys see that yet?
No.
It's really good.
I've seen parts of it.
I haven't really seen a lot of it.
They talk about the whole patty, clapping stealing patty from George.
Oh.
And then George is like, I'd rather she was with him than some dummy.
That's funny.
And they stayed friends.
They really?
Yeah.
That's interesting business. Mm. You didn't find
anything. Can't blame Clapton for so many things in big parts of his life because he doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is always an excuse.
He doesn't remember the concert for Bangladesh, apparently.
What?
Yeah, he does not remember it. Like he had an interview where he's like I've seen the movie. I see that it's me. No clue.
That is some good heroin.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
he was way into it.
Way into it.
Big fan.
Big heroin nerd.
I just love it. I'm kind of a heroin nerd.
It's like a nerd out on heroin.
It's just like, you know, there's so many ways to cook it and use it.
Oh my God, Breaking Bad is coming back.
It is coming back. Very soon.
So soon. I was driving over here today on Sunset. I saw the fucking All Hail the King billboard.
Yeah.
Motherfucker,
cool,
it looks so rad. God damn it, I can't.
They're going to screen the first episode of Comic-Con.
Really?
Yeah? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, I mean, no, they're not. Well, I wouldn't. Why would I go to that?
Well, Chris,
you're doing a Talking Dead thing tonight.
I'm doing Talking Dead. Yeah, so by this time this goes up, it will have already aired. Yeah, I went to Atlanta for 3 days and shot a bunch of stuff on the... We shot a bunch of stuff on the Walking Dead set, and maybe now I can actually show people pictures because we shot packages at the prison.
Yeah,
and so I took a bunch of photos. And they're like, you can't show anyone these.
Who talked like that to you?
Bruce Wayne.
You can't show
the governor.
You sure it wasn't Batman? Because
yeah,
Bruce doesn't talk like that.
Spoiler: Batman's the governor. Sorry.
Where is she? Rachel.
I'm so excited for Dark Knight Rises, though, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
The latest trailer made me excited. Like, all the other trailers, I was like, I just don't know. I can't tell what it is.
Not watching them.
I don't know if I'm gonna go rush out to see Spider-Man.
You know, I was...
Well,
I was,
obviously you didn't.
I was hesitant to see Spider-Man, but then it's been getting some decent...
I would see it. I'll see it.
Trevor Moore from The Wise Kids put it the best way, where he tweeted, this ain't your slightly older brother's Spider-Man.
That's funny.
I just don't know if they needed to bring in the whole backstory of, like, what I think is the story, which I have avoided most spoilers,
yeah.
But I think, like, involving his parents and... Like, I like that the whole thing with Peter Parker was just sort of happenstance. Like, he just happened to get bitten by a spider that was caught in a radioactive beam and blah, blah, blah. And he, you know, he gets these powers. But it seems like, from the trailers that I've seen, that it's more about your father and Janine was working on this thing and he was part of your parents. They told you your parents died. So I don't know if I like that.
We'll see.
I wonder if his dad knew Tony Stark's dad.
Probably. Burr. If they could sort out the licensing.
Oh, God.
You guys watch any of the new season of Louis?
No, wait, this when did it start?
Last week.
This past Thursday was the second episode.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I got to get on that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
What's it's amazing. Yeah. The show's amazing.
Yeah.
How it's still holding up?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Just like fucking awesome. It's just a great show.
God damn it.
Yeah. Eagle Heart still holding strong. It was one of the funnier shows on television.
Chopped is doing great. Lots of chefs cooking.
Yeah. I was talking about shows that people wrote directed and just kind of created out of something.
You tell the director of Chopped that he's not directing.
Okay, I'll give you that. Chopped is a fucking
great,
greatly directed.
Yep.
Gets its fucking suspense out of fucking boring bullshit.
Yep. Well, I mean, the dessert round is not boring. What? You got something in your throat, Jonah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Buy my book.
Buy my book.
That's what I kept on. I kept on doing that when I was like talking to people at the course of the forest, and they were boring me. I would just start going. Sorry, my allergies keep going. Some people powered through.
They did.
Wow.
I was like, don't worry, my mic won't be on when we do that.
Oh, God.
I was going to take some Quemins, but
there are so many that keep coming in.
Actually, there are quite a few that we haven't gotten to yet.
Oh, yeah? Most?
It's a substantially high number. It's just that what happens is we get so many
next
spammy
week.
Ones.
Ready? Next week. You get Monica to print out 10 Quemins and just highlight the question part.
That's a good idea. Monica's my wonderful assistant that has made my life a million times smoother.
He's easier to deal with. She's great.
Well, one of those is right.
I'm going to have Monica schedule a meeting. We're going to talk about what you just said.
That's what friends are for, threatening to fire you.
Through their assistants.
So Chris has decided to terminate your friendship.
What?
You're still on the podcast, though.
Wait! Can we just get coffee?
No,
not anymore.
Sorry.
Unless you have business to talk to him.
And even then, it's going to have to be...
In which case, I'm
going to
have
13?
To fit you
yeah.
in. Chris is free August 13th from 6
to 6:02
a.m.
He will have. He has a phone meeting in the middle of that, though.
You have to go and order both coffees 12 minutes before he arrives.
The problem here is that...
He only drinks decaf.
The problem here with the Quemins is that as I'm sifting through them, because we have the Quemins submission form on the Nerdist website. There's so much spam that is getting through.
You know, it would be a thing we could do one day is just say on Twitter, "Hey, we're Quemins. Go. We're recording right now."
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's not the best. I understand.
That's an okay idea. That's a decent idea. All right. Hey, here's one from Jonathan with a question and a comment.
It's a question. It's a comment.
Walt, there was this guy who wanted to know when Ralph Garman's on the podcast and when we're going to be on. Hollywood Babylon podcast.
I like Ralph Garman.
Thanks for reading this. If I ever get a job again, I can afford to see you live. Regards, your friendly neighborhood Jonathan.
Not my problem.
NMP bro. NMP bro.
Sorry, bro. NMP.
Here's a question.
Yes, I have talked to Ralph Garman many times. Ralph will come on the podcast as soon as we can orchestrate it. And
he wasn't at K-Rock when you were there. He came.
He was. Well, because he was just coming on because that was right when Kimmel was leaving.
Yeah,
because he was starting to do Ben Stein's Money.
That's right.
And then, Ralph was just coming on then.
Wasn't Kimmel the sports guy?
Yeah.
Jimmy was the sports guy. He was brought on. We all started at K-Rock at the same time in 1995. And Jimmy was brought in from Phoenix as the sports guy, and I don't think they really told Kevin and Bean they were bringing in a sports guy. And so Jimmy comes in, and they're like, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing here?" And then so he basically just started, you know, cutting segments and integrating ideas. And Jimmy's a fucking Kimmel's a crazy hard worker, dude. Mm-hmm. And
little Seacrest in him
a little bit, yeah. A little bit, but with more of the comedy
edge. Yes.
A lot more of the comedy edge. And so we all worked there at the same time, and then Jimmy got Win Ben Stein's money, and then all of a sudden a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to him, and I'm like, "How did you?" And he goes, "I just locked myself in a room and wrote down 100 ideas." Like, he's just one of those guys that works tirelessly.
Yeah, so when someone's like, "Hey, you ever think about making a show?" He's like, "Yeah, here's
how about this one?" "Oh, yeah. I don't like that one. Here's 99 other ones."
Yeah.
Oh.
They're all shit.
There's 99 more.
Ralph Garman, it was, at first I didn't know what to think about him because I think I just didn't really like morning radio at all, but like I had a broken CD player and K-Rock was like the only thing that would keep me awake.
I think K-Rock is one of the least morning radio morning shows.
They veer into it, but their interviews are good. The guys are really good at interviewing people, and I do like Ralph Garman's jokes.
I like Ralph. I like Kevin and Bean. Yeah. I like those guys.
I like his defense. Like every time they make fun of him for reading comic books, and like his staunch defense.
Well, Ralph, all those guys, like Ralph Garman and Carolla were all roommates. You know,
oh,
like
really?
They all came from that kind of like Acme Comedy group. So he's fun. Yeah, I'm glad Ralph's doing really well. He's moderating the Dexter panel at Comic-Con this week, which I think he usually does. So, yeah, we'll get Ralph on. We'll get Ralph on for sure.
I'm moderating the Attack of the Show panel.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see Candace and Kevin. And
no, Kevin.
What?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, Sarah Underwood will be
there. No, it's going to be good.
Blair. It'll be fun.
We got to get
Jerry and
No, Jerry and Casey, I don't think are on. Jerry's down at Comic-Con doing his own comic thing, you know?
That's right. That's who he takes off time for that.
I'm excited about the Attack of the Show panel. I will go to that.
It's at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
I thought it was
you're
at
probably
10.
Busy.
Oh, I'll be
maybe
driving.
It is at 10.
I think it's 10. I think you guys are 10. Felicia is 11. And
I
then
don't know.
The Nerdist Channel panel. Which is at noon in the Indigo Ballroom at the Hilton Bay.
Think you can introduce me to Gary Delabate?
I'll introduce you to Gary Delabate. Oh my God, we have Gary Delabate and Neil deGrasse Tyson. Those are the two far ends of your like spectrum.
That's true.
So Neil deGrasse Tyson, Gary Delabate, Allison Hayslip, Alex Albrecht, me, and then we're showing a bunch of stuff that we've never
sounds like
of upcoming stuff
sounds
that's
like
never
a different
been shown
guy.
Before.
Alex Albrecht, me.
Alex Albrecht and me.
No.
Alex Albrecht, me.
Oh, there he is.
Alex Albrecht, me.
I'll be driving back up to Los Angeles.
Beautiful, sunny
Los
Angeles.
We're shooting our Comic-Con.
You are, by the way,
Nerdist TV.
How are you going to get back? You're going to sit in so much traffic.
There'll be traffic around San Diego, but it's not going to be. There'll be traffic in San Diego, but it's not going to. I mean, just like when you get out of the county of San Diego or whatever it's called.
So I'll see you in the studio at 7, Jonah.
I don't know the schedule.
Yeah.
I do my best. It's when I do my best work is when I know the least amount of stuff.
Wow.
Well, Jonah didn't show up tonight. Well, he did some really good work. Yeah.
But if he did,
it would have been great.
Imagine.
Because our Nerdist TV shows on BBC start on the 28th of
take
July.
A plane? Take a tiny plane? Take a plane.
I can't. It will take more time to go through the airport.
Private airport, tiny plane.
Stay at Shutters.
Stay at Shutters.
Shutters is great.
Have a staycation.
Have a staycation.
Shutters is fantastic. It's right on the beach.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah, you're right. You have that hot dog on a stick right there.
Where?
You have the lobster restaurant.
I didn't go to the lobster restaurant.
Those are a great little breakfast place right next to the Shutters, right there on.
What's wrong with the Shutters' own delicious breakfast?
Well,
I thought it was great.
You get tired of the Shutters.
I didn't.
Okay.
If you ever went to an exotic location, would you stay
like
on the resort?
Panama?
Would you stay on a resort?
But it would. No. What do you mean?
Well, let's say you went to Kauai. Would you stay at like the Princeville Hotel, like the massive,
there?
Or would you, rent a little house on a property?
Probably talk to the concierge, see what was good to do around there.
No, man, you want to just stay on the resort.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
That's what
I did that one year. My ex-girlfriend Jacinda and I, like, in the 90s, we had this thing where we would just go places with no idea of where exactly we were going and just rent a car and drive.
Yeah, you told me about that on your like Ireland trip.
We did it through Scotland.
Yeah, that's like what I want to do.
We did it. We rented a car in London and drove way to the north of Scotland, right up to where you would go to the Isle of Skye, and then back down the other. So we went up through Edinburgh and then back down Glasgow the other side. And then we did the same thing in Costa Rica. We just fucking flew out to the coast of the west coast of Costa Rica and to this town called, what was it called?
Costa Ricaton.
Costa Ricaton.
Costa Ricaton.
Playa Tamarindo. And then we rented a car and drove back to the main, I think San Juan is
like the other airport? Or?
To the main airport. Hey. Yeah. Oh, we took the scariest fucking airplane from the middle of Costa Rica to, like, the airport just looked like a garage.
Might as well have been a scare
plane, like a mechanic's
right?
garage, like you were going to, a scare plane, yeah.
So don't acknowledge that.
So we go in.
Thank you.
We go in, and we get on this plane, and the pilot is right as far from me where Jonah is. Like, six people. There's duct tape on the seats.
Oh, God.
And, you know, we didn't get high enough to where you, like, we flew low enough. Where you're like, yep, we would die in horrible.
Yeah.
And this was before I like flying now, but
low,
at the time
low
I did
enough
not.
That jumping out is an option.
an option for death.
Oh sure.
And then but then
option for death.
Oh, that's the name.
Fuck you, Jonah.
Obamacare.
Hey.
How could you say that in option for death about Obamacare? You don't even know that. Oh, fuck you. Well, I represent. These are my personal interests, and that's why you're fucking stupid. And then we did the same thing in Hawaii. We went to Kauai and then just got a little guidebook and like rented rooms and like sub, you know.
Can you get a sand permit out here to drive on the sand anywhere? Is that a thing you can do?
Baja.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
I want to do that.
Anyway, we didn't stay at the resort and it was great.
Yeah.
All right.
You just like we just rented a room in someone's house and then they weren't there. Like we just rented a guest.
Didn't you stay at the resort in your 32 hours in Jamaica?
Yeah, and it was miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it far from everything though?
It was across the street from a water park, but I wasn't about to go to that.
No, yeah. You wouldn't want to do that. You'd get sick or something.
Haunted water park?
Ooh.
Well, the thing is with, like, on that road in Jamaica, there was just, like, little areas where there were just, like, little clusters of just, like, fish cooking places and bars just that were just, like, stands. And then people in people's houses right next to them. That's where I wanted to go. Yeah.
It's a good way to go. And now... I mean, that was, you know, in the 90s, we just had to buy a book at Borders and with a guidebook.
Remember that? Buying travel books?
Froman's, was it?
Now, it just fucking, now you just need your fucking phone.
Yeah.
And Yelp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell you where to go. Makes everything a lot easier, kids.
Thanks, Internet.
Why are you looking up?
Internet's God.
No.
It's our God.
Well, why up?
That's where internet.
That's where the internet lives.
It lives up in
the
sky. There's the
ether and then the firmament. And then internet.
Is that where Mike TV is?
Then the Mesozoic.
That's where Mike TV
era.
Is. He's been disassembled into billions of tiny molecules that look like static.
Hey, how about TV?
What a bunch of bratty fucking kids.
Right,
those
they all
were.
Got their comeuppance.
They did.
They really did.
Although Charlie should have gotten one for being a pussy.
Well.
Yeah. Cheer up, Charlie. You sad little puss boy.
Burp, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, I don't know. That's surprising. My legs haven't atrophied. I would have been shitting in this bed for 30 years. Well, first of all, why did they all just get into a bed when they were in their 30s or 40s and then just never get out of bed again?
Well, would you?
Four of them still alive. Four grandparents still alive just having creepy old half-conscious grandparent sex in the bed and shitting in the bed. And Charlie and his laundromat mom have to fucking mop up everyone's elderly shit. Fuck you, Jack Albertson. Get out of bed once in a while. There's no way he would have gotten out of bed and danced. His legs would have been atrophied. All those old people would have been shriveled beef jerky.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
I'm done.
You don't know it.
Let me finish.
Underwater.
Wow. This episode started with cum.
I call that the PJ Harvey.
And ended with cum.
That's great.
The PJ Harvey.
Yeah,
PJ
Harvey. Right after that, I call my dick Elastica. Don't feed me a line, boy.
Why'd you just hold up a sign that says 55?
She can't drive that far.
Rock me up to 125! In my life, I'm wanted dead or alive!
Back to the Future 2.
Take my podcast, all that jive.
Go ahead.
We can podcast.
So was that
55?
Was that just one quement we got to?
Yeah, it was pretty much.
It was a mega quement.
It was
a
mega quement.
Mega.
And as always, if you have any complaints about the podcast, you can tweet at Cunt Office. At Cunt Office.
And
register your complaints there. Anything that was said,
I like it,
that you don't like. All right, guys, Comic-Con.
Oh, I want to talk about. I want to mention what my favorite band right now.
Go ahead.
They're called Tenement. They're from Wisconsin. Everyone should check out Tenement.
I like that you would. I hope that you just throw that in a conversation awkwardly.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I just want to tell you about my favorite
That'd
band.
Be a mean I just. Thing
I think.
Do.
I think.
Sorry,
it's,
Jonah got hit in the head. He's not.
No, I think
Tenement.
It's an opportunity to tell people
what's
about
good what do you like about Tenement?
Just really good, like they're really tight, good, like kind of punk.
Want to pull up a Tenement song on your phone and?
Actually, yeah, go to tenement.bandcamp.com.
It's a lot
on the
of,
computer. The computer isn't inside the. Oh, is it not hooked?
Is this
up?
Something that people can hear over on Jonah Radio?
Is it on?
Eventually.
Someday, you guys. Eventually.
Once I figure it out.
Let
Cheer
me,
up, Jonah.
Let me take this opportunity to talk about MasterChef.
You'll have
it's down to nine.
Your show soon.
I really like the blind girl. I think
Cheer
she might
up,
win.
Charlie.
She probably won't win. But
looking at old people's tits in the bed has scarred you sexually
Hell's
for
Kitchen.
Life.
Hell's Kitchen. Big fan of Christine.
A hovel always smells like
she,
shit.
She might take it. She might be the head chef at Gordon Ramsay.
You're looking at elderly tits.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
We live in a hobbit's
also
cave.
From the Gordon Ramsay files, he has a new show
Charlie,
called
take this ring
Hotel
to the
Hell.
Lake of Fire.
Or Hell Hotel. I'm not sure which one it is, but now he goes
Stop
and fixes hotels.
Stop looking at me that way.
It's kind of like Hotel Impossible.
What's with the crazy
which
shop
is a
teeth?
Great show on the Travel Channel.
All right. This is, what song is this one called? This is off
oh,
of a split they did with Kulo.
Oh, you're getting mad at that, Charlie.
You're a life of mine? Started from the beginning.
It's got a good riff. I knew it had to have drums at the very beginning, otherwise he wouldn't have said that.
It's just a good start to a song. Summertime. It's a good summer jam.
Starring Jonah Ray as Mega Max. Matt Myra as The Skiff. Katie Levine as Katie Levine-ness. And Chris Hardwick as Chris fucking Hardwick.
That's unfair. It's like that Norm MacDonald sketch. And I will be Mr. Fantastic. Okay, first we gotta.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, turn it off.
And Gabriella DeFarge as Gabriella St. Farge.
Do you remember that? Have you ever heard that? That's that bit, Norm MacDonald bit. Where it's like, all right, so since we're like the Fantastic Four, we got all these powers. So let's think about names. And it's just like yeah, you're like a rock type thing. So you'll be the thing. Turn into fire. You're Human Torch. You know, we call the Human Torch, and you're like a you can turn invisible. You're the Invisible Woman, and I'm like a rubber bandy stretchy guy, and I'll be called. Mr. Fantastic. Now, moving on, we need to.
Oh, we got to get Norm on one day.
Yeah. Richard Iowade.
Oh, yes, he's coming on. Richard
so
Iowade.
So fucking excited.
I've never been that excited for a guest before. I was so blown away how excited you were.
Man.
Like, I'm excited that he's coming on too. What are we going to
so
talk
much.
Some Garth Marenghi?
We're going to talk about Man to Man with Dean Lerner. We're going to talk about
IT?
Working on
IT Crowd.
Nathan Barley. We're going to talk about the IT Crowd a bit. We're going to talk about his movie Submarine, which is fucking great, and it's on instant watch if you haven't seen it.
Yep.
If you're a fan of like Hal Ashby style movies, you like.
You know I am.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
All right, guys. Enjoy your burrito. Boom, boom. Fuck it. You turn this off. Why you still listening to this shit? We're gonna keep talking till Katie turns it off. Turning off, turning off, turning off, turning off. What? There was a kid. Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
They're the modern Stone Age family.
Yabba dabba do time.
We just ended that with... Are you still recording? We just ended that with a fucking The Crash Test Dummies song into the Flintstones theme with farts.
Yeah.
That pretty much just summed up the entire Nerdist podcast.
We will be here to pick up the Nerdist podcast award.
Yeah. We'll see you. We'll see you on Thursday, AV Club Review.
That would make sense if they ever listened to the Hostfuls.
Guys, these are skippable.
Skippable podcast.
Let's not harp on it.
Jumping over your brain.
Let's not.
Not hitting your brain.
Let's not harp on it. Not bad. Pretty good title.
Skippable.
Throw down.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that is simple. Visit Nerdist.Hover.com and use the offer code Nerdist to get 10% off your domain.
Every year, 50 teenage girls, one from every state, show up in Mobile, Alabama to compete in the largest cash scholarship competition exclusively for high school girls. They spend months training to win the big prize. But what happens when a Supreme Court decision leaves many of them feeling unprepared for the real world?
A lot of the girls were crying, and I never seen any of them cry before.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shima Oliai. Follow me behind the scenes as all 50 girls are catapulted into the center of a nationwide debate about their rights. What do they think of their changing country? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.